down in Washington, they got to talking about it, and they thought, well, as long as he's there, he's a firebrand, he'll encourage them to revolt. And whether he can get away or not, he can encourage the rest. And so they were going to arrest him. I got it from Lemley, and he's pretty good witness. They were going to take him down over to... there were orders to take him over to Cheyenne and put him on the Union Pacific and ship him east and then take him down to the Dry Tortugas. Yes, it was a plan. The dirty devils, they didn't understand an Indian any more than they would understand a rattlesnake, you know. That's the trouble. There was no understanding. Lemley was the voice of Crook. Crook knew. Crook was at the post. Crook was either at the post or had been there or would be there soon. Anyway, that was his headquarters. And Lemley was his adjutant. Lemley, of course, was his voice. The general gives his orders to the adjutant, and the adjutant sees it. They're executed. And so he got the lowdown from Crook, you can bet your head on that, because he thought it was awful, terrible, after telling him that he wouldn't have a hair on his head harmed if he'd come along, and here they were putting him in jail. The sergeant who brought the squad up there and located him, they sent a squad out to look for him, see where he was. And he says, so believing anyone believe. They probably didn't tell him the secret. They just swear they want to know where Crazy Horse went. Yeah, want to talk to him, sure. And the Crook, you know, he said, I never knew a white man to keep a treaty. I never knew an Indian to break one. Thank you. This was the common saying in upper circles. A good Indian is a dead Indian. The best Indian is a dead Indian. That was taken for granted in Washington, all over the West. A good Indian is a dead Indian. You bet your life. Sherman, his policy was to annihilate them. Annihilate the Indians. Rub them out as a people. Genocide. Kill them. That was his plan. His policy was to kill them. And as far as massacres are concerned, God Almighty, there are plenty of massacres, you know, that Sand Creek was a terrible massacre of Cheyennes living peacefully. There was a preacher who commanded the soldiers. He had been a preacher. Nobody understood Indians. Nobody. Indians were dangerous. They killed white people. Of course they did. No, the Indian was... You think of an Indian now as a person in a time of peace. But the Indian then, the good Indian was a dead Indian. That was the common saying everywhere. Among white men, that was the saying. That was the belief about Indians. The best Indian is a dead Indian. That was the dominant saying. God, that's the point. And the misunderstanding between the man and the snake is the same thing. It's the same thing. The lack of realization that the other fellow was a person too, was human. They couldn't believe it. Because they were frightened. Fear, you know, is the devil. But the people out west who were afraid of Indians had these ideas about them, and they didn't penetrate to the Brahmins of Boston. The Brahmins of Boston thought of them as very human and highly idealized people. They weren't right up against the Indian. And our soldiers and our pioneers were up against the Indian. And he was dangerous. They made him dangerous. They were taking away everything that belonged to him. See, the Indians weren't there. They were way out 1,000 miles west. And they could be idealistic about Indians because it wasn't all... the Indians weren't all right either. They were human beings and they were afraid of the white men and the white men were stealing from them. They weren't very nice either. They were dangerous. They killed lots of people. You know, the idealistic Brahmin, highly educated person of the East, you know, who had ideals of what Indians were supposed to be like, the noble red man. You know, there never was such an animal. There were fine Indians and there were scamps. They burned wagon trains and burned homes and haystacks and... No, you can't idealize the Indian either. Because he's a human being. But he is human. He was human. Same as with white people. They're not all bad. The white race isn't a race of cutthroats. And they're good men. They're good and they're bad men. They do both. There are two sides to all questions. No doubt there are two sides to this question, but my heart is with the Sioux.